what you get. That's all I can say. And not nothing else don't put on. Treat everybody right.
I was going to ask you, you were talking about people in the church. Are some of the same families still in the church from when you were still in it? Some of the same family names are?
Very few.
So that's some things that have changed.
Very few. And right now, the church is growing. So we got people coming from different churches. Mm-hmm. And they may become all Baptists. But all of them have different rules in there. Whatever they go by. And that makes a difference too. Mm-hmm. Because we done this on where I came from. Why can't they do it here? And that makes a difference.
Right.
And they gonna get in there. If they ever get a leadership role, they're gonna try to do it just like they done in the other church. Well, these folks already here, they ain't gonna hear that. Why we gotta change?
Right.
Some people ain't gonna change nothing. They gonna what they were there, they gonna stay there. But you got to go with change so long as they're right. I can easily go to a change, but be sure it's right. Ain't gonna change unless I'm going wrong. I forget it. You go ahead. I mind work out, but that's it. You know, they didn't do this the way I came from. You're not there anymore. But you got to be careful not to. Sometimes you got to keep your mouth shut.
Right.
You say, yeah, they do this about you. Suppose I said, we ain't in your church now. And some people do it right quick and never crack a smile, but just be calm. It'll work out. You always have to work out something. In fact, you work them all out. You can't do it yourself. We don't know that much.
So part of it is you're not dealing with the same people you were dealing
That's
with.
Right.
That's right. There's also new people trying to do new things. What about outside of the churches, like in the community, like the civic community and things like that? Do you have people coming in saying, oh, I don't think this is right? Like, I don't know, where I'm from, like, there's a big dispute about the garbage service and if it should be public or private, and that was a huge dispute. Do they have things like that happen here, too, where people come and say, it should be this way, where I came from, this system worked good?
Yeah. One thing is not working in this community at all is the organizations. They don't, people not cooperate. I alone belong to the, on the board of the Smith Plantation. They got, I think, about 100 and some people on the board.
Whoa, that's a big board.
And met last other Sunday, wasn't enough to quorum to get to meet like supposed to.
You've got to be kidding.
I have 100-something people and you can't even have a quorum.
That's right.
Oh, my Lord.
I mean, and we got on the board of the Non-Funded Human Service Center. We're talking about the same thing. They put the name down. When I don't come out to the meetings. My name down there. I paid my dues. I'm going to stay at home. You do it.
And then I can complain.
Oh, yes. They said, I don't. And everybody was, what can we do? Well, I don't know. What can you do? Change the bylaws. And whoever was there to do the planning.
Go ahead. Sign your name. You missed 2 weeks. You're off the board. Right?
That is what happened. I felt so sorry for the cheerleader. I said, hold on.
Horrible.
It is. So that's what you. That's the way. Well, the church is about the same way, but I don't think the church wants to have a core of it. So they assume they have what? They got what it is? They got bylaws in churches now.
Mm-hmm.
I've always been against them. The Bible, the bylaw. That's your law. You go by. A man sit down. He said he go fix his laws like he want them, and then he go have a group of they go agree with him. And they said, we can't do this on the kind of bylaws.